spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on.
Section 1. Listening. Part 1. Listen to the passage about the healthy eating pyramid, and decide if these sentences are true or false. Write your answers in the answer box. You will hear the recording twice.
The healthy eating pyramid. Healthy eating is not about being thin, or about giving up the foods you love. It's about feeling great and having more energy. If you choose the right foods, your healthy diet will be a tasty diet too. You can still enjoy your favourite sweet and salty foods, but too much sugar and salt is bad for your body. These foods should only be occasional treats. Dairy products like milk, cheese and yogurt are great because they contain calcium and keep our teeth and bones healthy. Tip: choose low-fat dairy products. Meat, fish, eggs, beans, and nuts are important too. They keep our bodies healthy and they give us energy to work and play. Tip: avoid salted or sugary nuts. Whole grains are an important part of every meal. If you eat lots of whole grains, you will have a healthy heart. Whole grains are in bread, cereal, pasta, and rice. Tip: dark bread and brown rice are great sources of whole grains. Fruit and vegetables are the most important part of a healthy diet. They are low in calories and full of vitamins. Eat lots of fruit and vegetables with every meal and as snacks during the day. Tip: fruit and vegetables with brighter or darker colours have more vitamins. Healthy eating is easy and fun. Just take one step at a time towards a healthier diet.
Now listen again.
The healthy eating pyramid. Healthy eating is not about being thin or about giving up the foods you love. It's about feeling great and having more energy. If you choose the right foods, your healthy diet will be a tasty diet too. You can still enjoy your favourite sweet and salty foods, but too much sugar and salt is bad for your body. These foods should only be occasional treats. Dairy products like milk, cheese and yogurt are great because they contain calcium and keep our teeth and bones healthy. Tip: choose low-fat dairy products. Meat, fish, eggs, beans and nuts are important too. They keep our bodies healthy and they give us energy to work and play. Tip: avoid salted or sugary nuts. Whole grains are an important part of every meal. If you eat lots of whole grains, you will have a healthy heart. Whole grains are in bread, cereal, pasta, and rice. Tip: dark bread and brown rice are great sources of whole grains. Fruit and vegetables are the most important part of a healthy diet. They are low in calories and full of vitamins. Eat lots of fruit and vegetables with every meal and as snacks during the day. Tip: fruit and vegetables with brighter or darker colours have more vitamins. Healthy eating is easy and fun. Just take one step at a time towards a healthier diet.
Part 2. Listen to about 3 wild animals, then fill in the gaps with the missing information, one word or number. Write your answers in the answer box. You will hear the recording twice.
Number 1. Today we're talking about endangered species. Lee Masters is a keeper at London Zoo. Lee, can you tell us about some endangered species?
Well, the giant panda is the most famous endangered species. The giant panda is a large mammal. It's black and white and it's between 150 and 180 centimetres long.
1.8 metres?
Yes, the panda is a big animal. It weighs between 80 and 151 kilograms. That's the same as 2 men. Pandas live in hills and mountains in China. The main threat to the panda is loss of habitat.
I see.
Number 2.
What about endangered birds?
Well, the great green macaw is one example of an endangered bird. It's between 85 and 90 centimetres long.
And what's its weight?
It weighs about 1 kilogram.
1 kilogram? That's quite heavy.
Yes, it's a big bird. The great green macaw is also endangered because of loss of habitat. It lives in rainforests, but people are cutting down the trees.
That's sad.
Yes.
Number 3.
Another problem is that people kill animals for food or sport, like the southern bluefin tuna. The bluefin tuna is a large fish. It is up to 430 centimetres long.
Wow! 430 centimetres?
Yes, it weighs up to 910 kilos, so it's as heavy as 3 horses. The bluefin tuna lives in oceans, but because of fishing, there aren't many left.
Now listen again.
Number 1.
Today we're talking about endangered species. Lee Masters is a keeper at London Zoo. Lee, can you tell us about some endangered species?
Well, the giant panda is the most famous endangered species. The giant panda is a large mammal. It's black and white and it's between 150 and 180 centimetres long.
1.8 metres?
Yes, the panda is a big animal. It weighs between 80 and 151 kilograms. That's the same as 2 men. Pandas live in hills and mountains in China. The main threat to the panda is loss of habitat.
I see.
Number 2.
What about endangered birds?
Well, the great green macaw is one example of an endangered bird. It's between 85 and 90 centimetres long.
And what's its weight?
It weighs about 1 kilogram.
1 kilogram? That's quite heavy.
Yes, it's a big bird. The great green macaw is also endangered because of loss of habitat. It lives in rainforests, but people are cutting down the trees.
That's sad.
Yes.
Number 3.
Another problem is that people kill animals for food or sport, like the southern bluefin tuna. The bluefin tuna is a large fish. It is up to 430 centimetres long.
Wow! 430 centimetres?
Yes, it weighs up to 910 kilos, so it's as heavy as 3 horses. The bluefin tuna lives in oceans, but because of fishing, there aren't many left.
That's the end of the listening section.